You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it's 11:05 in the morning Pacific time, which means 2:05 Eastern time. And polls close, what, 4 hours? No. Let me see. If it's 2 o'clock, when do polls start to close back east? About 7. Yeah, so about 5 hours. Kind of confused because CNN is saying they're going to have results soon. I'm not sure. Right? I mean, if the polls haven't closed yet, you know, it's landslide or it's too close to call. And we sit there going, really? Okay, wait, precincts, how many precincts have yet to close? And I get confused. I always get confused when CNN starts to call it. I was really confused because I guess last night the election started. At midnight, Dixville Notch, New Hampshire started voting. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess, you know, we could stay up to watch the precincts on that one now. I'll go to bed and I'll wait till the next day, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, when the first polls close. And then about, I would say, maybe 20 minutes later, we had the first election results. Like, you kidding me? We already have election results? I said, yeah, Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, 5 votes went to Obama, 5 votes went to Romney. So the first election results are actually in. And apparently it's a dead heat in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. Are there only 10 registered voters there? Is that what we're talking about? I don't know. So kind of interesting that we're already getting election votes, but it is going to be a long day. Obviously, if we hear anything over this next hour, we will clue you in and we will share with you what we have. It's going to be very frustrating for some of us. Nobody wants to lose. And I got to be honest, I really have no idea where it's going to go. You know, you have both camps say they did well. The media has made it look like people love Obama even more than they did 4 years ago. I don't know how they were able to portray that, but they were. And, you know, they're saying it's a dead heat. And with the first results in dead heat, many of us are confused because you think it would be a no-brainer, landslide. I mean, honestly, for Romney, this economy is horrible. Healthcare is a complete cluster right now. Our homeland security, both in our country and our security outside this country, a complete cluster as well. And you just wonder. I'm getting reports back east, FEMA. FEMA's an absolute waste. They need private goods sent to them. And that's something that we're working on in my office through the Dr. Dahlia Show, collecting supplies to just send directly. And it's a close tie. You know, I mean, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Nevada has had probably the worst unemployment ever. The president has insulted our huge city, Las Vegas, twice, right? Say no reason to go there. Right. When actually that helps our community and it helps people relax and it's a less expensive vacation than going to other countries. You would think that would not be the smartest thing our president would say yet. Oh, Nevada is voting for Obama. So I think I'm really confused. But here's the thing. If it does turn out to be a landslide for Romney, what the heck are we watching on TV? And what has been the BS that we've been given with TV this whole time? Right? You know, I remember when Obama won 4 years ago, there was a lady who was out of work and said, oh, thank God, now Obama will get us a job. Now I will be able to get a job. Obama's here. Well, 6 months into his presidency, they re-interviewed her. She's like, no, still don't have a job. And again, I mean, is it really all of Obama's fault? No, you can't, you know, hire one man, put him into the office and think that everybody's going to get their jobs back. All right. Like, you know, Romney going into the office. Do I think he's going to be a savior? Do I think we're going to all of a sudden start seeing gold come into our pockets in the next few weeks? No, no, we aren't. Nobody could do that. But it blows my mind. People that were so pro-Obama, I think, are a little disillusioned this time around. Yet they're saying the polls are neck and neck. From what we do understand, Obama did congratulate Romney on a good campaign. So, boy, would that was bitter, but they got through it. And they, you know, look like they, I mean, with the revenge comment Obama made, you could see the frustration, you know, coming through. But all in all, they didn't make complete jerks out of themselves. Joe Biden just needs to stop making any speeches at all because he keeps, what did he say the other day? He said, I have never been proud to be Obama's vice president in these 4 years. He meant to say he's never been more proud, you know, but you. You know, I like Joe, though, honestly. He's a hoot. All right, so the traders and investors, everybody is just with bated breath waiting to see what happens tonight. From what we understand, the latest poll shows Obama up by 2 points, 48 to 46%. Apparently, these polls are so tight that they are too close to call and within the margin of error. The Dow Jones did rise today, which is good. Okay. I remember the day Obama won, the stock market did, go down. I remember that. I forget it was 100, 200 points. Sorry, I don't have the numbers in front of me. So we'll be interesting tomorrow. I don't know I don't really deal with the stock market too much. You know, we maybe have one or two little mutual funds left after the whole recession blasted through our finances. But for those of you that, I guess, work stocks the way that you do, and you buy and sell pretty quickly, just, you know, take a look and see what happened in previous elections. And when Obama won last election, the stock market did fall. I remember that. So just got to take a look and see, talk to your financial advisor, even if you're for Obama, even if you're for him. But if you got money in the stock market, again, you know, play it right. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. I am going to be broadcasting with Rusty Humphreys for a little bit of the night tonight. The voting results, but I'll also be tweeting and Facebooking. So please definitely follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Don't go away. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com. Mini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got some stories to run through. Sorry, I'm not really giving you anything new election-wise. All I'm seeing right now is people at the polls. You see people at line at the polls. You see people look very serious. I'm not seeing a lot of giggling. You know, I'm trying to look at these people. Are they going to vote for Obama? Are they going to vote for Romney? Right? I'm just watching people in line, and then another news anchor goes to another line. You're watching Fox. They're in Manchester, New Hampshire, I believe. Lots of nice people standing there in line. Can't tell. You know, you would think people would. It would kind of help us if you saw them wear their shirts, you know, that say who they're voting for. But then I kind of realize some people, they want to be quiet about who they're voting for. And they want the privacy. So that's why you don't see people in shirts saying who they're voting for. What I don't want to happen tonight is Ohio is so damn close, and it all is based on Ohio, one state, such that they have to count the ballots and do so a week after the election. That is one thing I am dreading. I do not want this to lag on and on and on, like my show sometimes does. It's going to just make us more frustrated. No more sleep. I'm not looking forward to that. Apparently, though, and I'm trying to get some information on this, there is a court that was in session today on Election Day hearing a case of an Ohio vote tallying software that was not properly vetted by the state and could be hacked. A federal judge was hearing the case earlier today to decide whether to grant an injunction against the use of the software. Apparently, this lawsuit was being filed this week in Columbus, Ohio, and reviewed today. Charges the Secretary of State's office with illegally installing untested software on voting systems in dozens of counties in Ohio. This step could create a digital backdoor with someone wishing to alter votes would be able to exploit. So Ohio being one of the most pivotal states now in this election, one of the biggest battleground states, not since 1964 has a presidential candidate lost Ohio. If they have this baloney software that could allow hackers to get involved, I don't know where this could possibly go. So from what we understand, the suit alleges that the Secretary of State's office used a legal loophole to install software on electronic voting systems in 39 counties across the state without having it checked by the Ohio Board of Voting Machine Examiners. That should be a slam dunk. It doesn't get used. The state's technical board charged with reviewing election software. State officials said they have followed federal guidelines that the equipment is secure. The software is installed on the central vote tabulation machines in the counties. It's designed to make the process of tabulating votes faster and more accurate. The new software formats the report so that they can be easily updated. But if the software is not properly vetted, it could be vulnerable to tampering. In an affidavit supporting the filing, expert witnesses on voting machine testifies that the 28-page contract between state and the firm that sells the software describes in detail requirements of the software and where there is a back door that was installed. Election Systems and Software Incorporated have installed a back door into the hardware and software that enables people who are not under supervision and control of the Hillstead Act or control are able to, from what I understand, mess with it. I don't like anything that has to do with back doors. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't trust what we're going to be seeing in Ohio today. And that's not good. We need to finish this up. In a few hours, when we start getting polling results, we need to know. Now, could we possibly have an election where all the other votes come in and it doesn't matter with Ohio? Ohio is 18 electoral votes. That's big. I am sure there is a way. I mean, depending on who landslides this, if somebody gets up to 271st, then maybe. But my guess is it's going to come down to Ohio. Ohio is going to be the slowpoke bug. So we will keep you posted on that and let you know as we get more information. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Brooke Shields' mom, Terry, has died, I believe, age 79. I don't believe they've disclosed her illness, but she passed away. Our hearts and prayers are with the family. Harrison Ford and Han Solo may actually be thinking about joining the next Star Wars sequel. Now, we all remember Disney bought Lucasfilm Ltd. for about $4 billion. George Lucas is allegedly going to give the $4 billion to charity, and Disney is now going to make another trilogy and probably go on and on and on with the Star Wars flicks. Why not? Then they can make new, you know, rides at Disneyland, at Disney World. I mean, it's a good idea as long as they don't mess up the story. But something that was very interesting is Han Solo, played by Harrison Ford, he supposedly was supposed to die at the end of Return of the Jedi. Did you know that? But George Lucas didn't like that, so they kept him alive. Also, it helped, you know, who wants to have a figurine of somebody that died, right? I mean, I know the Empire, Darth Vader, I know he died, but it just, his little, you know, action figure was so cool that kids don't care. They'll still play with it. But for Han Solo, I didn't think that would be a good idea. But from what I do understand, if he does get to be involved with the sequel, being Han Solo, they may kill him off. So at that point, I'm already going to say, I don't think I'm liking this, okay? I don't really want my heroes that I grew up with to be killed off just because he's 70 years old. So we'll see. I know. And I think, from what I understand, they're going to be going neck and neck with the next Avenger movie. I don't see why it's neck and neck. Just air them at different times. I mean, it's not that hard. All right. Also, what didn't seem hard, what seemed to be a piece of cake, was surgeons removed a bullet from a man's head through his nose. A Pakistani accountant was shot in the head during a terror attack and successfully had the bullet removed through his nose in a new operation. Umar Farooq, 22 years old, is studying for his MBA at Sunderland University in England, was in Pakistan for his brother's wedding. His brother was killed in the October 19th attack following the wedding. Farooq was flown more than 4,000 miles to Birmingham, where surgeons at Queen Elizabeth Hospital used a tool called a Cyclops to remove the bullet, kind of like what we saw in Total Recall. The Cyclops allowed them to look around corners through a small endoscope inserted in the nose. The bullet was lodged next to Farooq's right eye, narrowly missed the brain. Doctors have not previously used Cyclops to remove the bullet before, but they said the procedure saved his sight. Now, that is pretty cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also in the news, there's an experimental drug that should help patients that don't tolerate the statin medications. Now, statin medications we use for cholesterol, Crestor, Lipitor, Zocor, Pravacol, etc. But many people, they get muscle aches when they take these medications. Why? Well, because cholesterol is not only made in the liver, but it's also made in the muscle. So if your cholesterol is made in the muscle, that's where the medicine works to block cholesterol, you seem to get some muscle aches. Well, apparently they came up with a drug that uses human monoclonal antibodies called AMG-145. Basically, these human monoclonal antibodies, they're naturally occurring antibodies in the humans. They can be genetically altered in the laboratory, then cloned and reintroduced into the patient to target certain sites. People that had these injected into them did not experience any muscle pain. They also had anywhere from a 41% to a 63% reduction in bad LDL cholesterol. That is huge, especially since LDL cholesterol is the biggest culprit when it comes to fighting heart disease. Now, are these monoclonal antibodies going to be used with statins? Are they going to be used instead of statins? My guess is they'll probably use them for both. If you can't tolerate statins, having these monoclonal antibodies on board, hopefully stop the pain. If these monoclonal antibodies, which is kind of what we're trying to figure out, if they themselves could block cholesterol, that's great. I just don't think that's what we're looking at. You know, some doctors out there, they'll say, I don't care. I'm so worried about your heart. Deal with the muscle aches. I get a little nervous with muscle aches. I'd rather you be on a medication that doesn't bother you at all. I don't want you hurting. I mean, something just always kind of doesn't seem right. If you're having a side effect to a medication that you're noticing, what side effect are you having that you're not noticing? But, it could irritate the muscles. That's why it's not a bad idea to get a CPK level to check for muscle inflammation prior to you having the medication started, your cholesterol medication. And then once the aches start, whenever you have muscle aches, get a CPK run just to see. Now, sometimes there could be a mild elevation. The cardiologists don't care. They go, look, the medicine's working. No big thing. Some of us go, no, I don't like where we're going with this. And we don't want to throw you into a big rhabdomyolysis where you actually start to fight your muscles. So my recommendation is always get that CPK checked. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. Now, I've talked to many of you guys about this earlobe crease. Okay? I had a picture on my Facebook page years ago. I got to stick it on my website, where people have this little diagonal crease in their earlobe. It could be a sign of heart disease or high cholesterol. Well, Fox News came up today with a few other signs that could possibly signify that you have heart disease. All right. Apparently, they're reporting that Danish researchers found that people were 39% more likely to have heart disease and 57% more likely to have a heart attack if they had at least 3 of these 4 signs. Baldness on the top of the head, receded hairline, a crease in the earlobe, and fatty deposits on the eyelids known as, we call them xanthomas, but xanthelasmata, all right? And the researchers, they took into account age, etc., right? We don't know why. I've never known why that earlobe crease was an issue, but, you know, seeing people with that earlobe crease, you know. Researchers used data from Copenhagen Heart Study, which included 10,800 people who were over the age of 40. Over the 35-year study, 3,400 participants developed heart disease. 1,700 had a heart attack. They looked at six physical features associated with aging, but found that two, gray hair and wrinkles, did not appear to be linked with increased risk of heart problems. The study included 5,800 men and 5,000 women. When the researchers considered the gender separately, they found that hair loss in women was not linked with heart disease. However, with men, 737 men who had a receding hairline, 82 of them suffered a heart attack, meaning there was a 40% higher risk in men with hair loss than those. So what does that mean? If you're bald, are you going to have a heart attack? No, it doesn't. But, you know, it's one of the signs that could. I mean, there are a couple people in my practice who have these earlobe creases and their hearts are fine. We don't know, you know, so, but I am watching them. I am. Previous research has looked at whether a heart loss, hair loss would be a warning sign of heart disease, but the results have been conflicting. Fox reports some studies have linked the severity and type of baldness with the risks of heart disease or heart attacks of various degrees. No, they can't find it. So we have not really had a study saying bald men are going to have heart disease. But looking at, all right, having, like they said, three of the six, fatty deposits near the eyelids, those xanthomas, receding hairline, baldness on the top of the head, crease and earlobe. Many of these people that have syndrome X or have the triple whammy, I like to call it, do have those things. But my bald patients, no, doesn't mean they're going to have heart disease. All right, my suggestion is why don't you just go and get your heart checked when you go for your yearly physical. Get an EKG done, have them hook you up to the EKG, take a look at the heart, see how you do. What are risks for heart disease? True risks that have been studied and confirmed over and over and over again. Number one, being a male over 40. Number two, being a female over 50. Number three, having a smoking history. Number four, having a heart attack in the family. Five, having a heart attack yourself. And then you got diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure. Right? And they are thinking about adding short stature. All right. Short meaning men less than 5'4". All right. As possibly a risk for heart disease. So we'll keep you posted as we get more on that. But don't panic about it. Doesn't mean you got to go and get Propecia to try to grow your hair back. Doesn't mean you need to go and get implants. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I like this one. Bubbles within bubbles could deliver life-saving chemotherapy without the treatment's debilitating side effects. This looks nice. They say, I'm looking at bubbles within bubbles. This is so cool. Researchers, they say, are in the early stages of creating a new method that uses bubbles within bubbles to deliver bubbles, chemotherapy drugs that could someday reduce the treatment's side effects. Side effects a lot of times, you know, like nausea, fatigue, weakness, hair loss, etc. Cells are, the whole purpose of chemotherapy is to stop and kill the cancerous cell. Cells become so cancerous when they replicate out of control that these chemotherapy drugs try to target and kill all cells that are in the process of replicating. The problem is if you have healthy cells nearby just happening to go through their cycle, they're going to be caught in the crossfire. Those healthy cells then, having those killed off, really wear down on the patient. All right? So targeted cells, the healthy cells that die, their deaths cause many symptoms associated with chemotherapy like hair loss, pain, weakened immune system. So team from UCSD in San Diego, including bioengineer Stuart Ibsen, is trying to make the delivery of chemotherapy more selective. Okay, so how do these bubbles use? Okay, let's see. Ibsen's team knew if chemotherapy drugs could be released only inside the tumor, the worst side effects could be avoided. They developed a plan to envelope the chemo drugs in a bubble, kind of like a vehicle without, but it's a, like the size of a blood cell. Each little bubble vehicle is created when a bubble of gas is coated with additional bubble, which is a stabilizing outer layer that encapsulates a small amount of the chemotherapy drug. Ipsen's group published a paper on the ongoing development in the journal Ultrasonics if you want to read about this. Now, as long as these bubbles stay intact, the drugs are insulated and prevented from killing off replicating cells. Doctors frequently use similar bubbles to get images on sonograms. Yeah, we'd do EKGs and we'd use bubbles, and the bubbles would help us with our image. They say, though, you know, when you, if you could just, like I said, the best form of chemotherapy is the type where you could just target the cell you need. If you could just target and kill and nuke that cell, I mean, not obviously not nuclear radiation, but if you could just nuke that cell without bothering nearby, it's going to be wonderful. When ultrasound is aimed at a tumor, it would hit any nearby bubbles. Then within each bubble, the gas would expand, causing the drug vehicle to pop and release its chemo cargo, kind of like a geyser. By focusing the ultrasound on the tumors only, the chemotherapy drugs would be released only where they need to be, preventing the friendly fire. Now, again, this is years away from being used on humans. Cool stuff, but years away. And they're hoping they could also use this to shrink tumors down. So lots of bubbles. We'll tell you more. Wish the article was just a little bit more interesting, but, yeah, what are you going to do? Hey, it's about bubbles. As interesting as it can. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Probiotics lower cholesterol. Apparently, the American Heart Association meeting report revealed that two daily doses of a probiotic, which you could get in yogurt, lowered cholesterol-bearing molecules in the blood, lowered bad and total cholesterol. Now, probiotics are the living microorganisms that we usually see in yogurt, or you could get them from dietary supplements. According to the lead author, McGill University Faculty of Medicine Research, Mitchell Jones, supplementing gut bacteria with probiotics also fights off chronic diseases and heart disease. But in this particular study, they were just concentrating on cholesterol. In the 9-week study, they looked at 127 adult patients with cholesterol, aimed to investigate whether the same probiotic could lower LDL. In 127 patients, half of the patients who were given the drug, which they called L-Ruteri NCIMB 30242, whew, hope nobody mislabeled that one, had 11.6% lower LDL levels, 6.3% reduced cholesterol esters, and 8.8% reduced fatty acids. Also, the probiotic broke up bile salts. Bile salts could decrease less absorption then of the cholesterol in the gut, therefore less LDL. So yogurt probiotics work. There's a reason nature has bugs, all right? I know we like to all step on the bugs. I don't mind about the big bugs, but these little bugs, there's a reason for them. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got more coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 48 minutes past the hour on Election Day. I know it's going to be rough for some of us tonight, on especially, you know, when we find out who wins, and if, you know, our candidate doesn't win. It's never good. May not be a good night for a lot of us. Maybe a good night for some, not a good night for a lot of us. And just, you know, before we all get upset, just, you know, stop and take a second to just thank the Lord and thank this beautiful country we're in for us being able to have the ability to vote. You know, us having the freedom to vote is something that I couldn't even imagine losing, you know, being anywhere else. And I am so grateful we have that, you know, ability. That being said, tonight can be pretty gruesome for us. I know many of you take this election a lot more seriously than some of us do. And I know why. I know why, because, you know, the people that are probably hurt the most are the ones that, you know, they say this is one of the most, you know, passionate elections. For me, it is because, you know, things were always fairly stable, you know, financially. I was always kind of, you know, having difficulty each month, but there was always just a little bit in the savings as a safety net and, you know, raising a couple kids and, you know, burying my father and my grandmother and dealing with the financial mishaps that happened. I never blamed the economy. I just blamed life in general. And many of us right now are in a position where if a mishap does happen, we are going to be completely floored. We can barely support ourselves now as it is. Many of us made some wrong choices when things got good. Maybe we bought homes that were too big for us. Maybe we spent too much money that we shouldn't have. We should have saved. And I think a lot of us did save, just we didn't save enough for a four-year recession. I'm hoping Romney wins. I'm hoping we have a change. I truly believe that the Republicans have better ideas into getting us out of the recession. And if we get ourselves out of the recession, we have then more tax money in the system that could then pay for more needs for our disabled people, our elderly, vets, etc., that can't go back to work. It makes a heck of a lot more sense. I don't know if I can handle four more years of the baloney that we've been dealing with. That being said, there is a chance that Obama can win this. It blows my mind how, but, you know, it can happen. There could be just enough people that just love being where they are. I told you, I had a patient who said, I really don't want to go back to work. I've been doing this now for 3 years. It's kind of nice. I get to deal with the kids. You know, we're living far below our means, and I'm fine with that. I don't have to go back to work. We all have to go back to work. I mean, we all have to, you know, put into the system. We all need to work. And, even just for your mentality, you might not have liked your job. Yes, it stinks having a boss you hate, but working and growing and developing, it's part of human nature. That's something we need to do. And then you start hearing some of the baloney that's happening now with the Ohio voter boost and the software. You're going to see a lot of anger tonight. All right. Just, you know, be careful. It's interesting. The one thing patients have been telling me is they've had friends on both sides of the aisle all the time. I do too. I mean, I've had very good friends that are Democrats and liberals. We all get along. Everything's fine. But some of, you know, my patients, one especially told me yesterday, it's at the point now where there's some of his friends he can't hang out with because the conversations get so heated. Don't be surprised if you lose some friendships over this. You know, if Romney wins, I'm not expecting to hear much from my Democratic friends for a while. I'm not going to gloat. I'm not going to gloat by any means, but they're going to be mad and vice versa. I already see people alienating themselves from Republicans because they, you know, and where is this hate coming from? Why are there two completely different views on how the economy needs to get better? I thought the logic was there. Even a lot of my Democratic patients, they go, yeah, the economy stinks. The economy really stinks. This stinks. You know, I like Obama. I voted for him once, but no, I'm going to want a different candidate. You know, I think the moderates are probably some of my favorite groups, you know, between Republicans and Democrats, etc. But the extremes that are diehard, for example, you know, there was some concern that FEMA had been running out of water and they weren't going to be able to start shipments on Monday. And I have family back east saying FEMA is completely underprepared. They really need private sector to help. So I posted something like that, all right? Meaning, you know, we as private sector people, those of us that are in safe communities right now, we need to help, so to speak. Well, one of my liberal friends, extremely, extremely liberal friends, screams on his Twitter to me, false, you know, about FEMA. Why is he getting so mad about a tweet I talked about with FEMA? And I didn't say FEMA's not living up to expectations. I'm saying, you know, FEMA's out of water. FEMA needs private sector to help with supplies. And, you know, my answer back was, no, not false. People need our help. Private sector, please help. Let's get to work. And what blows my mind is the fight between Democrats and Republicans can actually leave the Americans in the dust this whole time. We are Americans first, before we're Republican, before we're Democrat. I discussed this before. When I voted for Romney, I didn't vote to help the GOP party, to help a certain party. I voted Romney because I thought he would be the best for America. Just like when I voted for Clinton years ago, I thought he would be the best for America at that time. When you go to the voting booth today, vote American. Vote who you really feel will do the best. If you think Obama will do the best, if you think Obama's ideology is what is going to save America, then all the power to you. I would much rather you vote as an American, voting who you think will be the best for the country, than just voting for a Republican or for a Democrat. True? When we see incongruities in Congress, etc. Yes, it is a game, having as many Republicans or having as many Democrats in there as possible. And I get that. And that's why, unfortunately, voters seem to fall into that trap. But remember, you're American first, okay? If you think FEMA needs to be done differently, let's say, okay, then vote that way. If you think abortions need to be something that the government takes on, fine. But if you think, no, we shouldn't have Americans involved in abortion-making decision, don't make them pay, you know, tax-paying dollars for abortions, keep them out of it, so these young girls don't have to be dealing with, you know, Democrats infuriating people to pay taxes to cover them, then say, look, you know, a government steps out of abortion. That's going to be a private sector thing. We don't pay for it. I mean, whatever you think is best for America, you vote for. The Keystone Pipeline. If you think that's what America needs, fine. That's what you're voting for. If you think Obamacare, okay, but remember, know the facts. If you really honestly believe that Obamacare is going to ensure 35 million Americans, because it is going to allow people to get jobs and force the employers to pay for the health insurance. And you don't think people are going to just go for the fine, or you don't think employers are going to not hire. You really think Obamacare is set out to do what it's going to do, then fine. Then you make your vote. But just to go out there and vote Republican or Democrat is stupid. Remember, when this country is doing well, we do well as a whole. And honestly, I have no problem later in my life admitting if a Democrat pulls us out of a repression or a depression or a recession, etc., I'll say he pulled us out of this. Thank you. But right now, I don't feel pulled out. Okay? I don't. So, all right, guys, we got a lot. Did I hear giggles? Come on, people, keep it clean. All right, guys, good luck tonight. Hope your candidate wins. Be safe. Don't get into any fights. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. This is Dr. Dahlia signing out. God bless.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA. come with a lifetime warranty and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.